Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to another powerful episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. Wherever you're listening from, at home, in traffic, at work, or preparing for the day, I'm so glad you're here. Take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's receive what God has prepared for us today. Today's topic is, You Are Graced for Every Challenge. And our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. There's a powerful true story often told about Nick Vujicic, the Australian motivational speaker born without arms and legs. In his early years, Nick struggled deeply with depression and thoughts of giving up on life. He couldn't understand why God would allow him to be born that way. But everything changed when Nick discovered a life-transforming truth. God does not make mistakes, and grace is not given in advance of need. It is released in the moment of challenge. Today, Nick travels the world, preaching hope, inspiring millions, and leading people to Christ. What once looked like a limitation became a global platform. Why? Because grace met him at the point of his challenge. And that leads us directly into today's message. Family, hear this clearly this morning. Whatever you are facing today, you are not underpowered. You are graced. God never allows a challenge without already depositing the grace to overcome it. The problem is not the size of the challenge. The problem is forgetting the size of the grace available to you. The Bible says in Hebrews 4 verse 16, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Notice that phrase, grace to help in time of need. Not before the need, not after the need, in the time of need. Let me ask you this, what challenge is staring you in the face right now? Is it financial pressure, a health concern, career decision, a family issue, or maybe an internal battle? Fear, discouragement, or uncertainty? Beloved, God is saying to you today, you are not alone in this, and you are not empty-handed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul said, But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. Grace is not just forgiveness, grace is divine enablement. It's God empowering you to do what you couldn't do by human strength alone. Every challenge is a signal that new grace is available. That pressure you feel, it's not to crush you. It's to reveal what God has already placed inside you. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 reminds us, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I want to speak God's word over your life this morning. Now listen carefully and receive this. I declare that you will not break under pressure in Jesus' mighty name. Strength to overcome is rising within you right now. What intimidated you yesterday will bow to you today in Jesus' name. This season, divine help is locating you. As from today, grace will speak for you where words fail, and you shall overcome and celebrate in Jesus' name. As you go today, let me encourage you, God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. If he allowed you to face it, he has already equipped you for it. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. So when fear knocks, answer with faith. When doubt whispers, respond with God's word. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Where have I been trying to win by my strength instead of relying on God's grace? What would change today if I truly believed I am graced for this challenge? Action for the day. Today, intentionally lean on God's grace. Before reacting in stress, pause and pray. Declare God's word over that situation and move forward in confidence. In conclusion, family, remember this: grace doesn't remove challenges. It empowers victory. You are not behind. You are not failing. You are growing, and grace is carrying you. And now, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Say this out loud with faith. I am graced for every challenge today. God's strength works mightily in me. I overcome obstacles with divine wisdom. I walk in victory, favor, and confidence. Today I win, by the grace of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for this new day. Today, we receive fresh grace for every assignment, every responsibility, and every challenge. Strengthen our listeners, order their steps, and grant them favor everywhere they go. Today, let peace rule their hearts, wisdom guide their decisions, and victory attend their efforts. We commit this day into your hands, and we declare it is blessed and productive for every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you go, please share this episode with someone who needs encouragement today. You never know whose morning you might change. Thank you for listening to the Winning Everyday podcast. Go out and win by grace.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.